This is Simon Shaheen. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Daniela Dooling in Tivoli, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Oh, Helios, oh, yellow star, oh, glowing sphere, gleaming beacon, brilliant flaming orb, giver of light, warmth, and radio. Yes, it's true. WGXC's brand new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, where they'll be calling on the free and plentiful rays of the sun to bring our station close to full sustainability.
To make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
We are going solar, and WGXC will be a solar-powered community radio station, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is going solar.
Thank you for tuning in to WGXC on Giving Tuesday. We appreciate your support of community radio, of putting many locals on the air to have their say so you could overhear what other tribes think. Please consider a donation today at wgxc.org/donate to keep local youth on the airwaves, playing the music they'd like and talking about their issues. You also hear senior citizens on WGXC, and everyone in between is welcome. Please consider a pledge at wgxc.org/donate on Giving Tuesday to make sure that continues to keep community voices on the one spot on the dial that lets them have their say, 90.7 FM, WGXC. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for considering making a pledge to WGXC.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents 60 Years of Adventures in Time and Space. A musical celebration of Doctor Who's 60th anniversary featuring David Bowie, Phantom Planet, VNV Nation, and more. We'll be starting with some Who Geek Speak. Immediate reaction to the first special Star Beast, average story, great character work, and something a friend who recently got on the show pointed out is underrated even among fans. Fantastic acting as usual. I'm sure said friend wasn't the only one who saw the twist about the Meep coming, even if they aren't familiar with the original comic as I am. Speaking of which, great to see the show go further than I thought they would in crediting original comics team Pat Mills and Dave Gibbons. Going beyond the special thanks credit, Mark Platt got in the closing of the first Tenet season Cyberman 2-parter. That began as an adaptation of his audio play Spare Parts, and given Mills and Gibbons a full opening credit. That's how you do it, Moffat. Anywho, also like New Rose and their role proved my suspicion that Davies is saying, "Oh, you racist, misogynistic, queer, transphobes thought I had an agenda before. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet." Newsflash, Who was never non-woke. Maybe the original series not as much as Trek, but it's always been there. Get used to it or go away. Also, was kind of glad they're holding Bernard Cribbins' final appearance as Wilford Mott to the third special. I'd have been a puddle if the TARDIS hadn't gotten the wrong kind of coffee boost at the end. Also, while the console room is cool looking, it feels a bit heavy on empty space. Wrapping up, still enjoyable, and I think they'll get better. Davies always, in my opinion, nailed the landing for his season arcs. Looking further ahead, Gatwa's first full episode will not only air on Christmas, but be titled The Church on Ruby Road. Davies has confirmed he's committed to another 4 seasons, and also, as I danced up to in my review, has reset the season numbering, with Gatwa's first season being the first season of a new series, instead of season 15 or 14. This nicely solves my issues with the descriptors classic and new for the two prior series, always felt like more of a value judgment. Two more potentially controversial changes within and outside the show's fiction have been made. With the first, Davis told SFX Magazine the divisive, to put it lightly, timeless child origin retcon by Chris Chibnall is still canon, pointing out the only major canon twist all Who professionals and fans have agreed to ignore is the McGann movie, making him half-human. Deadline, meanwhile, has broken some developments in how the BBC handles paying writers for the show that feels uncomfortably close to the recent troubles on that front here on this side of the pond. The involvement of Disney Plus is apparently a factor in the shifting of Who writers getting a larger upfront fee in lieu of the residuals that kept paying thanks to the voluminous repeats of the series. Deadline emphasizes the new contracts were negotiated fairly, but were made several weeks before the end of the WGA strike, and General Secretary of the Writers Guild of Great Britain, Ellie Pears, responded, quote, "The terms outlined to us by Deadline, if true, would represent a serious retrograde step for UK writers working on Doctor Who," unquote, and encouraged writers to bring their new contracts to them for a deeper examination. Shifting back into show developments, Davis confirmed the newish, more stereotypical Nazi mad scientist, less cyborg Dr. Strangelove version of Davros seen in the Children in Need mini episode is the new look going forward for the Daleks' creator, though still portrayed by Julian Bleach. As for me, I'm not dying on the hill for a character that, while a great villain with several all-time classic serials and stories featuring him, is basically the original Borg Queen. Thankfully, Who's realized that since the end of the classic series. Terry Nation kind of made them include him in McCoy's Remembrance of the Daleks, and used him more strategically and effectively, and more importantly, made the Daleks the center of their own world instead of him. Spinoff-wise, I'm still saying denials mean nothing, and we could be getting a unit spinoff, based entirely off that new permanent set, but the latest rumor regarding the next Who expansion, is not only quite plausible, but could still allow me to say I was half right. Semi-reliable UK tabloid The Mirror claims the first new spinoff will be Paul McGann finally getting what amounts to his own full season. The Eighth Doctor having indicated after his cameo alongside his predecessors in Whitaker's finale, he's very much up for further returns. So my prediction, an eighth mini that heavily involves a new unit crew they're building up, so Kate Stewart can wryly sigh, "You don't know the half of it," at newbie's confusion over working with multiple doctors out of sequence. One quick song before we head into our mega set, here's Devo Spice, Lost in Time.
We know that they destroy the doctor faster than the BBC can. Cause the faceless ones at the top decided to erase all the tapes and clean shot. The Mockra Terror was no match for the fury from the deep recesses of the BBC, who decided to reuse the tapes at a staggering pace, revolving round like a wheel in space. The invasion on the archives was a video. To me it feels like they erased my wedding video. Now I'm gripped in a web of fear that they may never reappear, and I'll have missed Deborah Watney's career. The fanboys are on the crusade to try to find them, and they won't stop until every story is behind them. It's like they're returning crown jewels to the throne. It's a mission to the unknown.
Lost in time.
I met Deborah Watling at a con once.
Lost in time.
Before I had ever seen a single episode with Victoria.
Lost in time.
Talk about awkward dinner conversation. The savages at the BBC didn't want us to see what their team of myth makers had undertaken. They were mistaken, the episodes were forsaken, and their reign of terror was unshaken. Now it's up to the smugglers to try to bring them back and complete the collection in my rack. I need to fill in the gaps for my favorite show, but they could be on a moon base for all we know. Will they ever again be shown, man? I don't know, man. They're harder to find than the abominable snowman. Hopefully we may see them all once more in the future while I play Mario Galaxy 4. The Highlanders fought a whole war in their kilts. I want to know how they do that on a family show. And I like the way Patrick Trapper frolics when he faces the evil of the Daleks.
Lost in time.
Marco!
Whoa! Lost in time.
Marco!
Whoa! Lost in time.
I'm sorry, I can't find you guys anywhere. I give up.
Lost.
Now the show is a hit, so what are we gonna do with it?
Throw it away!
Right away, when we're through with it, nothing else to do since the show is no longer new.
Throw it away!
And the Avengers too, it's a popular show, but now the episodes have to go.
Throw it away!
Cause the future doesn't need to know.
Perhaps this was a mistake. If you happen to find an old Doctor Who episode, please return it to the BBC.
Every Christmas I ask the celestial toy maker, can you blame me for new episodes with Zoe and Jamie? I keep hoping the space pirates will bring them all back so I can see the underwater menace attack. The wiping of the tapes was worse than the massacre of St. Bartholomew's Eve, and I'm cursing that it has occurred, and even the power of the Daleks couldn't stop it, and now we can't even Photoshop it. Scientists have actually found a real 10th planet. Somehow that was easier, but I don't understand it. They'll probably find real ice warriors too before my missing Doctor Who.
Lost in time.
97 episodes of Doctor Who are missing.
Lost in time.
26 stories are missing or incomplete.
Lost in time.
But the world is never going to lose a single episode of Honey Boo Boo.
Lost in time. Lost in time.
That was Devo Spice, Lost in Time. Now let's warp into our mega set covering the rest of the show, with some sound bites and songs that I think fit Doctor Who. Longtime listeners have some idea how my weird mind works. So to start us off is a poetic description from the original Ferb/Jojen Reed/Malcolm McLaren/Artful Dodger, Thomas Brody Sangster, followed by La Orchestra Cinematique's epic trailer rendition of the Doctor Who theme.
We've had this watch all this time. Why didn't you return it?
Because it was waiting. And because I was so scared of the Doctor.
Why?
Because I've seen him. He's like fire and ice and rage. He's like the night and the storm and the heart of the sun.
Stop it.
He's ancient and forever. He burns at the center of time and he can see the turn of the universe.
Stop it! I said stop it.
And he's wonderful.
We'll be right back. You're treating us like children.
Am I? The children of my civilization would be insulted.
Your civilization?
Yes, my civilization. I tolerate this century, but I don't enjoy it. Have you ever thought what it's like to be wanderers in the fourth dimension? Have you? To be exiles? Susan and I are cut off from our own planet, without friends or protection. But one day, we shall get back. Yes, one day.
Lay But I do know one thing. A new disease starts, people disappear, and then you turn up.
And you think we did it?
Well, come off it. We haven't done a thing.
That's as maybe. I don't know who you are, what you are, or where you came from. But you can get off the moon now.
Yeah, well, that suits me fine. The sooner the better.
No, Ben. We can't go yet.
Well, why not? They don't want us here.
Because there is something evil here, and we must stay.
Evil? Don't be daft.
Evil is what I meant. There are some corners of the universe which have bred the most terrible things. Things which act against everything that we believe in. They must be fought.
To be Jesus, they'll go down on one knee, but they'll want their money back if you're alive at 33, and you're turning tricks with your crucifix. You're a star. Of course you're not shy.
my lady. The people you wish to speak to are here.
Good, Herman. Show them in.
Yes, my lady.
Oh! I say, what a wonderful butler. He's so violent. Hello. I'm called the doctor. That's Romana. That's Duggan. You must be the Countess Scaglione. And this is clearly a delightful Louis Cam's chair. May I sit in it? I say, haven't they worn well? Thank you, Herman. That'll be all.
Doctor, you're being very pleasant with me.
Well, I'm a very pleasant fellow.
But I didn't invite you here for social reasons.
Yes, I could see that the moment you didn't ask me to have a drink. Well, I will have a drink. How you come to mention it? Yes, do come in, everybody. Romana, sit down over there. Duggan. Now, Duggan, you sit there. Do sit down if you want to. Count. Oh, all right. Now, isn't this nice?
The only reason you were brought here was to explain exactly why you stole my bracelet.
Ah, well, that's my job. You see, I'm a thief. And this is Romana. She's my accomplice. And this is Duggan. He's a detective who's been kind enough to catch me. That's his job. You see, our two lines of work dovetail beautifully.
Very interesting. Yes. I was rather under the impression that Mr. Duggan was following me.
Ah, well, you're a beautiful woman, probably. And Duggan was trying to summon up the courage to ask you out to dinner, weren't you, Duggan?
Who sent you?
Who sent me what?
Doctor, the more you try to convince me that you're a fool, the more I'm likely to think otherwise. Now, it would only be the work of a moment to have you killed.
What?
Put it down.
It's one of those puzzle boxes, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very rare and precious Chinese puzzle box. You won't be able to open it, so put it down.
Oh, look.
Yes. Very pretty, isn't it?
Very. Where's it from?
From? It's not from anywhere. It's mine.
My dear, these are the people who stole it from me at the Louvre.
Hello there. How very curious. Two thieves enter the Louvre gallery and come out with a bracelet. Couldn't you think of anything more interesting to steal?
Well, I just thought it was awfully pretty. A terribly unusual design. Of course, it would have been much nicer to have stolen one of the pictures, but I've tried that before and all sorts of alarms go off, which disturbs the concentration.
Yes, it would. So you stole the bracelet simply because it's pretty?
Yes. Well, I think it is, don't you?
Yeah.
My dear, I don't think he's as stupid as he seems.
My dear, nobody could be as stupid as he seems.
minds get touched. So if I stay, we're gonna see you send us. All the time I needed backing up. Yeah, you was watching, cracking up.
Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
Time to leave.
Yes. Doctor?
Yes?
We did good, didn't we?
Perhaps. Time will tell. Always does.
Giant gas tank, the street corner gun market next to the rock bank, the poorhouse next to the Uni Royal Palace, Tower of Riches beside the Abbess. So you sit in the gridlock under the stop clock, long for a new taste, stuck on a breeze block. Your brain is a donut, your spirit's a dry cup. This place has the poison to fill them all right up.
Lockdown London, lockdown London.
For blackmail, you made her a secret. Now she knows she can't fail. Your witness was known well. She under a bombshell. Her life's worth a grievance now hangs from your coattails. A little drama boy sadly got eloquent bitches. Too old for the bluff game or overnight riches. He meets with your pen friend to speak of your badness and compose a duet. Sounds like Tarzan and Callus.
I've been a victimizer and I've been victimized. I've been a sly betrayer who has been demonized. I've been the instrument of all I hate. So here's to all your abs and reaches. Say it, I'm not around to hear your pious speeches. Why are you waiting for a dick from the loyalizer? Waiting for a dick from the loyalizer. Waiting for a sign from the loyalizer. Time always on the side of a loyalizer.
The trouble getting louder and louder, louder and louder. Forget the light when life there is only other. The walls begin to buckle and to turn into powder. Cut through the under railway arches. Wait for the coming storm. They've already seen the great provider in his too grotesque human form. Time to get criminal minded. Take the way out when you're fighting an emotion state. Do so because they have been blinded. There's no right at all.
You're gonna get rusty.
I bit off the DNA of Bruce Tyler. Extrapolating the biomass of a time traveler regenerated me.
What's your next trick?
I have been searching for the Daleks.
Yeah, I saw. Downloading the internet. What did you find?
Telescopes!
And?
Nothing. Where shall I get my orders now?
You're just a soldier without commands.
Then I shall follow the primary order, the Dalek instinct to destroy, to conquer!
What for? What's the point? Don't you see it's all gone? Everything you were, everything you stood for.
Then what should I do?
All right, then. If you want orders, follow this one. Kill yourself.
The Daleks must survive!
The Daleks have failed! Why don't you finish the job and make the Daleks extinct? Rid the universe of your filth! Why don't you just die?!
You would make a good Dalek.
Call me. I'm the Doctor. Basically...
Both of you are here. How does that work?
We can be everyone. We are everyone.
Got a suggestion for you, then.
Oh, there's a novelty.
Don't die. Because if you do, I think everybody in the universe might just go cold.
Can't I ever have peace? Can't I rest?
Of course you can.
It's your choice.
Only yours.
We understand.
No. No, you don't. You're not even really here. You're just memories held in glass. Do you know how many of you I could fill? I would shatter you. My testimony would shatter all of you. A life this long, do you understand what it is? It's a battlefield like this one. And it's empty. Because everyone else has fallen.
Thank you. Thank you both for everything that you were to me.
What happens now? Where I go? Now? Hasta luego.
I came to live.
All right, from the top. After the classic description of the Doctor from Tenet episode The Family of Blood came L'Orchestre Cinematique's rendition of the theme. William Hartnell explaining his and Susan's predicament in first episode An Earthly Child, leading into David Bowie's Absolute Beginners. Patrick Troughton as the second Doctor establishes mission statement in the second appearance of the Cybermen, the Moonbase. Tom Baker's Doctor playing the Fool splendidly in Douglas Adams' City of Death, leading into Big Brat by Phantom Planet. Sylvester McCoy's Doctor's cryptic response, leading into Fatima Mansion's The Loyalizer. One of Christopher Eccleston's best scenes from Dalek, bringing us into Funker Vox's Fallen Hero. Matt Smith delivered The Warden So Few Monsters Heed in The 11th Hour, followed by DJ Runkin's mashup of Depeche Mode and Cinema's Bizarre into Free Love Songs. And finally, Peter Capaldi expressed how much toll the weight has borne on him, leading to our concluding song, VV Nation's Dark Angel. Thanks for indulging me. We'll be back in 2 weeks to begin the Death Rattle of the 70s, One Hitters 1980. Expect mostly covers, remixes, samplings. Stay safe as we go out with Shruti Gatwa's first words as the 15th Doctor to lead into and us out with VV Nation's Perpetual.
Someone tell me what the hell is going on here!
concentric circles.